You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
We're back, Youth Ministry Sherpas, another episode of our trip to the alphabet with Sherpa Shorts.
That's right, 26 days, every letter of the alphabet, a word that relates to something in student ministry, and then off we go for a fresh conversation.
We are up to day 14, which right. is your turn, Matthew.
It is.
What is your word for?
The letter N.
Well, my word for the letter N is as uncreative as humanly possible today.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of a softball, real practical tip. My word is new.
New.
New. What do you do with a new student? You have a new student walk through your door. What's your process? How do you, without being awkward, help that person feel welcomed and get information that you need to have? I mean, there's a process for welcoming a new student into your group. What's your process?
Okay. Yeah. It looks different on Sunday morning when people are just coming to service than it does if they're expressly coming to be part of the youth ministry.
Gotcha.
So let me talk about the second one first, the youth ministry. We have a welcome team of students. We call it the Love Machine.
Oh, of course you do. That's the best.
Yeah.
Please tell me you have a logo for that.
We've had different logos over the years. And just think Love Shack.
Uh-huh.
We also have Love Sacks in our youth ministry, which...
Oh, boy. Yeah. We have Love Sacks in our youth group, youth room, too.
If you don't know what that is, you got to go out and look up Love Sacks.
Love Sacks.
S-A-C-S. Anyway... The Love Machine is a group of students whose responsibility is to welcome everybody, but especially a student who's there for the first time.
Sure.
So every night of our youth group, they will have some small activity at the welcome table that kids do as they enter the room.
Oh, wow. Okay. Like what?
Like last night was Mad Lib night. So everybody came and they were given like one phrase or word and they wrote it down and they dropped it in a bucket and then we had a Mad Lib by the time we were finished.
There you go.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But if they're there for the first time, we have a welcome card that we use for them to get their information. We greet them. We take their picture if it's not too awkward.
Okay. Wow. That's bold. Database. I like that.
Some of them don't like that. So, you know, we try to use discretion there. And then we try to introduce them to their family group leader and explain real briefly what they can expect for the night.
Sure.
So, and they get a free dinner, whatever it is, pizza, hot dogs, whatever. And we just try to make them feel as welcome as possible.
Very good. Awesome.
It's you know, there's middling results in that because it's not always easy.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, very, very similar. We have a team of people. Usually it's one leader and a student or two that are assigned. We don't have a team per se. It's just every week we sort of assign a student leader or two and a leader to stand at the welcome desk. We have a little welcome desk. And so if they're new, then yeah, there's a form they fill out. And then they get a welcome bag. We have string backpacks.
Okay.
You know, with our youth group logo on it.
That's cool.
And then in the spring backpack is the current calendar and then a coupon for a free drink at the, you know, we've got a little cafe. So you can get a free drink or a free candy bar or bag of chips or something at the cafe. So we have a couple of students there because as soon as they kind of fill out their information, then the student is to take them and introduce them to some of their friends and maybe introduce them to who their small group leader will be. And, you know, a lot of times it depends on whether it's a friend that somebody brought.
Right.
It's a little easier because then that friend is going to acclimate them in. But what if it's a new family at the church or somebody who moved to the area and they've just kind of done the drive-by, kicked their kid out of the car, and they wander in and they don't know a single soul. That's a little more challenging.
Yeah. How does that go?
Again, as long as you assign a student, and we've trained our students, talked to our students about the importance that you can't just walk them over and introduce them to somebody and then peel off. You kind of are their friend for the night then.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to roll with them. Chances are they're going to be in your small group then. We're going to get them connected so that the one person that they've actually already met, they get to spend the rest of the evening with. And I think it goes well sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't go well, probably for factors that we can't control. I think we do a decent job. We could probably do a better job.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel too. Those students who come, maybe their families visited the church that day or that weekend and they're like, oh, you should go try the youth group. And the kid shows up and they're terrified because there's a room full of, you know, however many kids.
That already know each other.
They know each other. And, of course, they think that everybody feels completely welcome and at home there. And, of course, that's not the case.
That's not true, but they think that.
Every kid's got that sense of, you know, feeling a little bit alone. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to push past that with some kids, depending on their personality.
Do you guys have a process for then following
the
that
follow-up?
Up? Yeah. So a new student came on Sunday night or Wednesday night or whatever night your group meets. What happens in the next week?
This is an area we need to work on. We do follow up. I send a personal handwritten note to every new student. My girls director does the same thing. But that's where it ends. So we don't really do much more follow-up than that, you know.
Yeah.
And
that's still, it's something, though.
It's something. I think a handwritten note is great. I think kids really like getting mail, but I don't think it's enough. And we actually just had this discussion yesterday. We had a student leadership team meeting, and we were talking about, I gave the kids a list of everybody who had been new in our ministry in the high school level since September 10th, the night we kicked off the school year. And we read through those names, and I asked them, how many of these kids do you know? And a few hands would go up for most, but not enough hands.
Right.
And not enough of those kids are sticking in the youth ministry. And so we talked about, what does that mean? We have to do a better job of welcoming new kids.
Yeah.
So that they stick. We have to make an effort to get them to stick so they can become part of our community.
Yeah, one of the things, we're the same. I think we have a lot of work to do on sort of how we follow up.
Yeah.
One of the things is interesting, so when the church was a little bit smaller, when we were younger, and we were growing, I mean, we had a cookie ministry.
What's a cookie ministry?
I was the cookie czar, actually. I was in charge of the cookie ministry. What would happen?
Cookie monster?
No, cookie czar. Czar. It's Russian. Don't worry.
What's a Russian cookie? I don't even know.
So what would happen?
And this made was out this of vodka? Was what's
this
a Russian
was big
cookie?
I don't know.
I want to know.
I'm sorry. What would happen? And this happened with actually pretty good regularity. What would happen is if you were a first-time visitor on Sunday morning to our church,
okay,
and you checked that on your card and turned it in and it was complete with a name and address,
okay,
you got a plate of cookies by the end of that day.
Ooh.
Plate of warm homemade cookies.
Delivered to your door?
Delivered to your door
by
someone in the church. So we had these teams of people that were all in the different kind of cities that are represented here.
Yeah.
And we kind of had this flow chart. It was a Google Doc of who is delivered cookie. You know. And so if I was in charge, and it rotated by a staff person. So once every 6 weeks, I'd have to get the first-time cards, look through them. Okay, somebody from Clarksburg came new. Look at the Clarksburg list. Who hasn't delivered cookies in a while? And then I'd either text or call that person. Hey, you up for a cookie delivery today? Yeah, sure. Sounds good. Here's... Text them the address.
Wow.
And by the end of the day, they would go to their house, knock on the door, just hand them cookies and say, thanks for visiting Cedarbrook this morning, and off they went.
You are Mrs. Fields.
People rave about that. Now, of course, as we got, you know, as we grew
yeah.
a little bit, it just got hard. It got very difficult, and so that sort of has gone away. I have these ideas of resurrecting that, at least in student ministry, because, it's a little smaller scale than the
day.
I mean, how great would that be to get cookies delivered if you came and visited a youth group?
That is amazing. We should try that,
so,
for sure.
I don't know. Yeah, so maybe the cookies are. We'll come out of retirement and start that back up. Who knows?
Without making this episode too long, how do you go about getting the new kids whose families come to your services but haven't come to the youth ministry yet? Do you have any kind of connection between the youth ministry and the welcome ministry of the church? And how do we transition kids from one to the other?
Yeah, I mean, other than our hospitality people in the main church are sort of trained that if they encounter a new family and it looks like they have students, that they're to try to find one of the student ministry staff, myself or our high school director or middle school director, to introduce them and then have them give the information on student ministry rather than try to give them all of the details on what's happening.
Yeah, sure.
And that happens actually with pretty regularity.
Okay.
And it helps that our second service, there's a middle school program going on.
Right, right.
So if they have anyone that looks middle school, they just walk them over and this is what's going on. And even if it's a high schooler, they at least see the space, meet some of the staff, and we're all hanging around there. That's the easiest place to find us. And I think that, but it's very informal. There's nothing formal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds very similar to what we do. And I think that's a weakness that we have. I'd like to have a better connection to the general population that's visiting the church and have more student ministry representation in that as well.
Yeah. So. I've kicked around the idea of having a student ministry table or booth
mm-hmm.
in the auditorium, you know, that is staffed by a student or a volunteer every Sunday, so that it would be easy to get in for a family to say, oh, student ministry, and then go and get that. But of course, that's not materialized yet. Yeah. That's still on the, I should probably do that list.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of things on that list.
Yeah. So new students, it's always a challenge. It's a challenge to have a good system to welcome them and make them feel comfortable. But it's also even a bigger challenge to get them to come back. It's kind of like me and dating when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah, get the first date.
I could get the first date, but I couldn't get the second date.
So. Well, eventually it worked out for you, so you're fine. You're fine.
As long as you get one good wife.
One good second date. Yes. One good second date.
All right.
All right, well, that's it for today, so we'll be back tomorrow with the letter O.
Peace.
with. We'll be back tomorrow with the letter O.
Sherpa's out.
Peace.